This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. You're probably not quite thinking spring yet, being as we are smack in the middle of January. But there are for sure some people out there who are thinking about it. Farmers contemplating spring planting, corn farmers in particular, who were told last week we've got a whole mess of corn stored up in our stockpile, so they maybe want to think about planting something else this year. We happen to know a corn farmer, met him out in Sioux Falls, South Dakota last summer on American Futures trip that we took with Jim and Deb Fallows. Keith Alverson is his name. Keith, it's good to talk to you again.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate the opportunity to talk again.
Is it possible that there's too much corn going on out there?
Well, this is something that goes on year to year. When we were starting to plant the 2013 crop last spring, or plan for it, we had come off of a couple drought years across the United States, and so the surplus was pretty thin. And they had bid up the corn price and kind of gave the indication to us corn farmers that, hey, we need to have you guys go out and grow a big crop. And so a lot of the farmers, you know, we're farmers first and corn or soybean or wheat farmers second. So we'll kind of fluctuate based on what the market's asking for.
What are you yourself going to do? I mean, you've got, I think when we were out there for American Futures with Jim Fallows, you have, what, 2,500 acres, which is a whole mess of corn. Are you going to turn it into soybeans or alfalfa? What are you going to do?
You know, most of us maintain the same balance of crop acres. There's a lot of guys that'll plant half corn, half soybeans in my neighborhood. And that really is a function of the supply-demand and just what that price ratio is between the corn and soybeans.
Oh, make me smart on that. What does that mean?
Okay, the price ratio would be just the difference between the corn and soybean price, right, essentially.
So what's more profitable for you, corn or soybean?
Right now, corn is
still
only slightly,
yeah,
whereas the last few years, corn had been significantly more profitable. You know, if there's a real close ratio where the profitability is about equal, it's easier to go 50-50. Whereas the last few years, the market had asked for more corn, and so guys came through with a big supply now.
Does it matter to you? Or I mean, are you sentimental at all about corn, or is it just stuff that's coming out of the ground that you're going to take to market?
You know, I've got a soft spot in my heart for corn, no doubt about that. I enjoy growing it. It's a fun crop to grow. That being said, there's economics involved too, and we have to keep that in mind. I mean, if it was margins in the red,
you wouldn't be so passionate. Yeah. As these corn prices drop, because of all the reasons we've been talking about, does it become financially tricky for you, or is it just a little market blip that you guys see all the time?
You know, it really depends on how far the prices drop.
Yeah.
You know, we've seen just since we talked last summer, about 14% of the prices went away.
And we were just out there in August.
Yeah. You know, if we think of any of our budgets across the United States, if we have a 14% decline in what's coming in, yeah, it can definitely have an impact.
Yeah, I bet. Keith Alverson, he is a sixth-generation corn farmer out in Chester, South Dakota. We met him last summer when we were out doing American Futures. Keith, thanks a bunch. We'll talk soon.
Thanks so much, Kai. Appreciate it.